Aircheckdownloads.com.
And it's Wednesday night on the Sanctuary, which means it's Dilemma Night. And tonight is, should you stay in a loveless marriage? In this case, for the sake of the children. If this is something that you're going through, please do share it with us tonight. 0330 660 0011. That's 0330 660 0011. We had an email from, we're calling him Steve tonight, okay, who's in something of a dilemma. I'll read this out again in just a little while, but if you do want to go through it just to check it all, then we're not on Facebook now. So if you're not friends with us, Caroline Sanctuary Martin. That's who you need to find, Caroline Sanctuary Martin. We'll post it on the wall. You can go and have a bit of a read through, because I realise it's quite a long one to digest, and then come through with your comments. That'll be fantastic. Thank you for the texts that are coming in. Hi to Laura Jane Bishop, who says, don't stay together for the kids. It's really not fair on them. Hi to Dee, who says, I haven't been in this situation, but a neighbour of mine has. She stayed with her husband for the sake of her children for many years, though he was an alcoholic, violent man. Her three kids, all grown up now, have never thanked her for it. In fact, they've done the opposite. They also treat her like dirt, and they favour their dad. One of them told her as an adult, when she finally left her husband, that they, the children, would have been happier with them apart and happy than together, and what they grew up actually living through and living with. So what an adult thinks is best for the children actually isn't always the case. Let's go talk to Kimberly and see what Kimberly reckons. Hi, Kimberly.
Hiya.
Hello, love. What do you think? Do you think that you should stay together for the sake of the children?
No, I think two parents that are happier, like, apart would be better for the children in the long run. And you never know, this bloke might find a new relationship, and, you know, that this might not be what it was meant to be in the start, sort of thing. Like, it wasn't. It was just a quick romance. You know, something there that's obviously made them grow apart. So maybe for the time being, maybe they should go on a break or something like that to just let them see how they actually feel when they are apart, something like that.
Yeah, no, this is true. I mean, there's a bit of criticism coming through tonight, you know, about why did he marry her in the first place? But people change. Your needs change, don't they? What you want at one point in your life isn't necessarily what you want or need at a later point in your life. I think it's silly to think that you're going to stay the same. And if you're lucky and you're in a relationship, you grow together and your needs grow together. But in this instance, he's realised that actually money isn't everything. Money isn't, obviously, is an important thing, and it's a great thing to have, but without that happiness there, what else have you got? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do think, though, because obviously the kids are going to be picking up on this, and obviously if he's not happy, I really do think he should just maybe sit down with his wife, see where they can go from this point now. And obviously if they really can't work it out, then go their own ways, because you never know, in a few months' time they could be the best of friends.
Yes,
you know, it could work out good for them. But then it could work out in the opposite. Well, I hope it doesn't for them. I hope that they can, like, you know, turn into friends for the children. And then maybe the children are going to appreciate it more when they're older. And they're going to see their mum, and they're going to see the dad happy in that sense. So I do think that it's going to work out better in the long run if they do sort of separate, if they can't work through it.
It's always difficult when we do these dilemmas, because we only get one side of the story, and also, you know, there's always another, isn't there? So we don't know what, you know, what his wife is thinking and how she feels. I'd love to talk to her and find out if deep down she wants more of what he wants, or whether she's just happy with things the way they are at the minute. But, you know, for tonight, we've only got what he says to go on, and this is what we're trying to solve tonight. But thanks very much for your opinion there, Kimberly.
Thank you.
All right, nice talking to you. Bye-bye. AircheckDownloads.com.